What would you do if you made a mistake that cost people $300 million? I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. On Tuesday, November 7th, 2017, a company called Parity had to break some pretty bad news to its customers. The company developed a digital wallet meant to be the secure storage location for a digital currency called Ether. Ether is used by an app platform called Ethereum. Parity's news was that an effort to patch an identified vulnerability in their digital wallet solution led to a new vulnerability, one that was accidentally exploited. The vulnerability was a real doozy. It allowed a single user to become the owner of every multi-signature digital wallet on the Ethereum platform. This would be like waking up to discover the wallet of every person in the world had mysteriously shown up in your house. You'd have some explaining to do. In this case, the user is DevOps199. Clearly, that's a handle. The Guardian, which reported on this story, didn't reveal the person's real name. It's pretty clear that whomever is behind the DevOps199 handle didn't intend for this to happen. What did happen was that this developer, apparently by accident, turned the Parity wallet library contract into an actual multi-signature wallet, and then became the owner of all the wallets. Then this developer, perhaps in a panic when the realization dawned that this had all happened, tried to undo this mistake by deleting the code. Unfortunately, it didn't reverse the mistake. Instead, it froze all the funds in the system. The means to unfreeze the funds are located inside the code that was deleted. In other words, the developer did the equivalent of accidentally stealing all the wallets in the world, which appeared in this developer's enormous vault. Then the developer tried to fix the problem by destroying the vault. However, what happened was the vault door has now been permanently stuck shut, and the money inside it is effectively lost. There is a potential, though problematic, fix to this problem that would involve creating what is called a hard fork. To understand what this means, we need to think about blockchains for a second. A blockchain is a record of transactions that everyone in the system has access to. Rather than a centralized database of transactions, the blockchain is distributed across the entire system. It's an integral component of the system itself. Everyone can view it and thus authenticate the transactions that have already happened. Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin use the blockchain to verify not just a transaction, but also to release more of the currency into circulation in a process called mining. Ideally, a blockchain is a steady series of blocks of data representing all the transactions that have happened with the cryptocurrency going all the way back to the earliest instance. A hard fork is when administrators of a system make the decision to backtrack and branch off of an earlier block to start from that point forward. This is sort of like playing a video game in which you can save your progress at any time. Let's say you're playing the game and you realize you've made a choice that is leading you down a path you'd rather not take. You can't backtrack. So instead, you restore a save file you made from before that fateful choice. You now can choose a different path and continue playing the game. In a way, that's what Parity might be able to do with the Ether that's been locked away. There's no method to reverse the mistake DevOps199 made. But the company could backtrack a bit and make a hard fork earlier in the chain to bypass the mistake entirely. This could mean having to turn the clock back to a point that invalidates some transactions, which is problematic. A few wallet owners might find themselves short of some currency, or in possession of a bit more lucre than they should have. And it's not a decision for the company alone. It would require a 51% agreement among the currency's users. If that happens, Parity will be able to effectively dial back the clock. One thing that can't be undone is the blow to cryptocurrency's reputation. Digital currency in general has been the subject of much debate. There have been a few notable problems, including hackers stealing funds through various security vulnerabilities in different digital wallet platforms. So why use a cryptocurrency at all? For one thing, the decentralized structure means the currency isn't dependent upon any government or financial institution. In theory, this isolates the currency from the fluctuations that could affect national currencies. However, in practice, the value of currencies like Bitcoin has been inconsistent. Cryptocurrency and blockchain strategies aren't going anywhere, but it's likely that there will be more scrutiny directed toward both the technology itself and the supporting tech like digital wallets in the future. This isn't a bad thing and may eventually lead to an implementation that is more secure, allowing digital currencies the chance to become more of a mainstream technology. If you'd like to learn more about cryptocurrency and all other things tech, subscribe to the Tech Stuff Podcast. We publish the show on Wednesdays and Fridays and cover tech topics in much greater detail. I'll see you again soon.